In Russia, preparations are underway to raise the Kursk. The nuclear-powered submarine sank in the Barents Sea nearly a year ago. All 118 men on board died. 12 bodies were pulled from the vessel shortly after it sank. The remains of the rest of the crew are still on board. Russia's President Vladimir Putin promises to return the bodies to their families. The plan is for the 18,000-ton Kursk to be placed in dry dock at the Russian port of Murmansk. From there, Jackie Rowland filed this report for the BBC.
For now, the operation exists only in virtual form. This computer simulation shows how a Dutch heavy lifting company called Mammut plans to dislodge the Kursk from the seabed and raise it through 100 meters of water. Divers will need to drill holes in the hull and attach thick cables. The wreck will then be winched up by a big barge directly overhead. Or at least, that's the plan. An international team will be involved in the operation. Russian divers have been practicing for their part. Some of these men are already familiar with the Kursk, having taken part in the failed rescue mission last August. But there will be no divers in the sea for the most dangerous task. The team will use robots to cut off the front section of the sub where the accident happened and leave it on the seabed. I spoke to a local environmentalist, Sergei Filipov, here on the dockside at Murmansk. He says there are so many variables that another disaster is waiting to happen.
The submarine during this operation of lifting can't just break into two parts. Nobody knows where torpedoes and some other ammunition inside of the submarine for the time being. And during this operation of drilling, of cutting, anybody can just touch off some of them and something happen, just like explosion or something like this.
But the Russian authorities are determined to push ahead, despite the risks. It's a matter of personal prestige for President Vladimir Putin. At the time of the accident, he promised to raise the submarine and retrieve the bodies of its crew. A Russian journalist, Alexei Germanovich, was with the president at a holiday resort when the submarine went down. He says Mr. Putin is trying to make up now for his public relations disaster last year.
This accident was so dramatic because it was a break of all the hopes in the military strength, in the government power, and very much lack of faith in the new elected president who didn't do anything while the submarine sank. This was a very big dissonance, him staying there on the warm sea while the people in the cold sea couldn't save the other soldiers.
Television broadcasts at the time showed the loss of the submarine and its crew as a national tragedy. It was also a personal tragedy for the families of the 118 men who died. But even if the authorities get the Kursk to shore, there's no guarantee that we'll ever find out how the accident really happened. Skeptics here in Russia say the government will cover up any findings that could be an embarrassment. The testing of a new missile, for example, which went wrong. After a year of pain and uncertainty for the families, the secret of the Kursk could remain buried at the bottom of the sea.
Jackie Rowland reporting for the BBC.